Ashes of Tomorrow by Russell Simmons. Introduction: The Path to Ruin. A dream turned to ash. The world of tomorrow was never supposed to look like this. There was a time when the future gleamed with promise, when the mere mention of the 22nd century evoked visions of technological marvels, boundless energy, and a society unshackled from the burdens of war, disease, and environmental degradation. Yet, as the year 2150 dawns, the dream has turned to ash. The sky is heavy with smoke, the oceans creep further inland, and the once thriving forests have become graveyards of brittle, skeletal remains. Cities crumble under the weight of their own excess, and the whisper of the wind carries the ghosts of a world that might have been. The warnings that fell on deaf ears. For decades, the warnings echoed through research papers, documentaries, and the pleading voices of those who saw the danger ahead. Scientists, with painstaking precision, charted the rise of CO2 levels, recorded the melting of the ice caps, and calculated the unrelenting march of global temperatures. The data was irrefutable, the message clear: change course now, or suffer the consequences. And yet, the world hesitated. It debated, dismissed, delayed. Those who stood to lose their wealth and power from change ensured that the wheels of industry continued to turn, belching poison into the sky, while wrapping their greed in the comforting rhetoric of progress. From negligence to catastrophe. It didn't happen all at once. The collapse of the natural world was slow at first, so slow that many refused to believe it was happening at all. 1 degree warmer, a few more hurricanes, a drought that lasted a little longer than expected. Crops failed, but technology kept food on the table. Cities flooded, but walls were built higher. The desperate fled their homes, but new borders rose to stop them. The suffering was contained until it wasn't. With each passing year, the delicate balance of Earth's ecosystems strained under the relentless assault. By the time entire nations began to disappear beneath rising seas, by the time the wildfires raged with such fury that no force could tame them, by the time the rivers ran dry and the fields turned to dust, it was already too late. The cost of ignoring the truth. The cost of humanity's negligence is written in the ruins of civilization. Entire species have vanished, ecosystems have collapsed, and the planet's ability to sustain life has been crippled beyond recognition. Wars erupted over dwindling resources, and societies fractured under the pressure of survival. The rich retreated to fortified enclaves, clutching their illusions of safety, while the rest were left to endure the slow unraveling of everything they had ever known. Humanity, once the master of the earth, has become a species adrift, clinging to the last remnants of a dying world. A glimpse of what remains. This is the world in which our story unfolds. Not the gleaming utopia once imagined, but a shattered realm where the last embers of hope flicker uncertainly against the darkness. Yet even among the ruins, there are those who refuse to surrender. Those who seek to build anew, who carry within them the defiant belief that even in the face of destruction, there is still something worth saving. Ashes of Tomorrow is their tale. It is a story of resilience, of courage, and of the enduring power of hope in a world on the brink. The future is not yet written. The mistakes of the past cannot be undone, but in the ashes of yesterday, the seeds of tomorrow still wait to take root. Whether they grow or wither depends on those willing to fight for them. 1. The Rise of Despair. The Warning Signs. The first tremors of catastrophe were felt long before the world was willing to acknowledge them. In the late 20th and early 21st centuries, the planet whispered its warnings in the language of shifting winds, surging tides, and skies choked with the smoke of burning forests. Yet despite the mounting evidence, humanity stood at a crossroads and chose denial, hesitation, and convenience over the urgency of action. The voices of scientists grew louder, their warnings more desperate, but they were met with skepticism, apathy, and the relentless machinery of industrial progress. A world in turmoil. The signs were impossible to ignore. Hurricanes that once arrived in decades-long cycles became annual nightmares, their winds howling through cities with unprecedented ferocity. Droughts stretched across continents, turning fertile land into cracked wastelands where crops withered and rivers ran dry. Wildfires painted the night sky in hues of orange and crimson, consuming entire regions and leaving behind only the skeletal remains of trees and the hollowed-out shells of homes. Each disaster was a harbinger of what was to come, but instead of spurring global action, these calamities were met with temporary outrage before fading from the public's memory. The silent drowning. While the storms raged above, the seas began their quiet invasion. The polar ice caps, which had stood as sentinels of the planet's balance for millennia, melted at rates far beyond what models had predicted. Coastal cities found themselves on the front lines of a battle they never prepared for. Seawater creeping into subway systems, swallowing neighborhoods whole, and forcing millions to flee their homes. But still, world leaders hesitated, trapped in a cycle of short-term political gains, economic fears, and the influence of industries that thrived on the very destruction they were helping accelerate. A vanishing world. Beyond the human toll, the natural world suffered in silence. Species disappeared at an unfathomable rate, their habitats shattered by rising temperatures and deforestation. Coral reefs, once teeming with life, turned into vast underwater graveyards, bleached and lifeless. The delicate balance that had taken millions of years to form unraveled within mere decades. The interconnected web of life was fraying, and humanity, ever blind to the consequences of its actions, continued its relentless march toward an uncertain future. The battle of truth and convenience. Even as the evidence became undeniable, the battle for truth raged on. Scientists fought to be heard above the din of misinformation and corporate lobbying. Climate conferences were held, agreements were signed, but meaningful action remained elusive. The public, bombarded with conflicting narratives, struggled to discern the magnitude of the crisis. Skeptics clung to outdated arguments, dismissing the warnings as alarmist propaganda, while those who understood the reality of the situation found themselves screaming into a void. The point of no return. By the time the world collectively began to recognize the full weight of its actions, the damage had already been done. The years of warnings had been squandered, and the momentum of destruction had become an unstoppable force. The question was no longer if catastrophe could be averted, but how much could still be salvaged. This was the world that set the stage for what was to come. A world that had every opportunity to change, to prevent the suffering that lay ahead, but chose instead to gamble with its future. A world where hope still flickered in the hearts of those who refused to surrender, but where the shadow of despair loomed ever larger. The warning signs had been there all along. Humanity had simply refused to listen.